unboxing is when you slow down and you intentionally open an item that is important or significant to you so that you can see everything and kind of enjoy everything about it. And so that's what we're doing as we approach Christmas this year as a church family. Today we are going to be in Matthew chapter 1. We're going to be in verses 18 through 25, and we're going to be talking about Emmanuel. But before I get into that, I want us to stop and think for just a minute, because as we approach this, it's easy for us to miss what Christmas is all about. Now, if you've been a Christian for a while, you're probably familiar with people saying this, but the truth is that Christmas comes with a huge emotional load, right? I mean, how much expectation is in the hearts of kids on Christmas for what Christmas is going to be? But does that go away as we age? No, it stays there, right? And we have this great amount of desire for what Christmas could be or maybe should be in our hearts. So like right now, because of things going on in my family, one of the things that I long for as I approach Christmas is reconciliation in my family. My family is estranged. So one of my siblings is not talking to the other sibling, the third brother, my oldest brother, and my parents. So like every time I go visit for Christmas, it's like there's a hole in my heart. I'm like, oh, where's John and where's his family? And I'm longing for that. And yet at the same time, that doesn't change what Christmas is really all about. And then on the other hand, we have these things that come that are not hurtful, but are incredible, right? Like how many of you are going to enjoy a nice Christmas meal with someone that you love, or even maybe just on your own? Or how many of you are going to enjoy giving a present to somebody that you care about and watching them open that and the goodness of that, or receiving one of those presents, or even just enjoying the fullness and the warmth of this season? I mean, why is it that we love Christmas songs so much? Aren't they just familiar? I mean, even the terrible ones, right? Like, how many of you are actually, you really like I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas? Like, you're like, I just, you know, it's a huge minority, right? Because it's a rather annoying song to most human ears. This kid, like, shouting, like, I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. And you're like, I really don't care, kid. Like, move along. You know, there's a reason I'm not a mall Santa, you know? I don't want to know all these things. And yet we are okay with that. You know, we're okay with Wham entering our lives, you know, for 4 weeks a year singing Last Christmas. You know, it's like this is not something we really enjoy, but it's so familiar that it feels good. And it's easy to allow the familiarity and the sentiment of Christmas to overwhelm the greatest message, the greatest truth that Christmas has to offer us. And so as we unbox Christmas, we want to set aside those feelings that can cause us to miss the obvious signs in front of us about what Christmas is, and we want to focus in on what those obvious signs are. And so today we're talking about Emmanuel, which means God with us, and I want you to see that Emmanuel, God with us, is a billboard to you about God's desire for you. So Emmanuel, God with us, is a billboard to you. Has anybody ever driven through South Dakota? Anybody? What do you see a lot of in South Dakota? Billboards. For what? How many wall drug billboards do you think you see? And it's like impossible to know, right? But you know, we stopped at wall drug when we went through South Dakota this year, right? It's this really exciting, great thing. You're going to go there. You see that many billboards. Well, the thing about Christmas is that there's just one big billboard announcing it. And so it's easy to kind of drive by it in the course of our life and miss it. But I don't want you to miss it today. And God does not want you to miss it today. And so we're going to talk about what this billboard is so that we can understand it more fully. And so that instead of, you know, pulling into the wall drug of Christmas, you actually pull into the Jesus lot of Christmas. So would you join me in prayer as we head into God's Word? Father, we thank you for this time together. I thank you for our chance to just sing and praise you as a church family that orients our hearts towards you. And so now, Father, we just continue to look towards you with expectation. We ask, God, that you would be teaching us and opening us to understanding you and worshiping you more with our lives. And we thank you for this Jesus who you sent to save us. We pray these things in his name. Amen. All right, so would you, if you have your Bible and you want to be there with us, you can turn there. Otherwise, you can read along on the screen. The birth of Jesus Christ came about this way. After his mother, Mary, had been engaged to Joseph, it was discovered before they came together that she was pregnant from the Holy Spirit. So her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and not wanting to disgrace her publicly, decided to divorce her secretly. But after he had considered these things, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife, because what has been conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Now all this took place to fulfill what was spoken to the Lord through the prophet. See, the virgin will become pregnant and will give birth to a son, and they will name him Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. And when Joseph woke up, he did as the Lord's angel commanded him. He married her, but he did not